You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland-based Cherie Moraga is a Chicana poet, essayist, playwright, and feminist activist. She may be best known for This Bridge Called My Back, the anthology of writings by women of color that she co-edited with Gloria Anzaldúa back in 1981. But her body of work extends much further, and she's been steadily writing and producing plays since the mid-80s. Her newest, The Mathematics of Love, is currently running at the Brava Theater in San Francisco. It takes place in a hotel lobby in Los Angeles at the turn of this century, where Peaches, an older Mexican woman, has a time-traveling encounter with La Malinche, the controversial Mexican historical figure. Cherie Moraga spoke with KALW's Jen Chien to talk about her take on La Malinche and about liberating ourselves from 500 years of history.
So tell me about the genesis of this play, The Mathematics of Love. I understand it came out of a collaboration between you and the playwright Ricardo Bracho. Is that right?
Yes. It came out of a larger collaboration, actually, several years ago. Diane Rodriguez had this idea about collecting. She's worked, for many years in Los Angeles as a director. And she had this idea of putting together this performance play piece on the subject of amor eterno, so eternal love. And she selected about 8 playwrights and asked each of us to write a 10-minute play. So I did it, but I don't know how to write a 10-minute play, so I wrote a half-an-hour play. And it was with these two characters, Peaches and Papa, and waiting for God to arrive, and God was their son, you find out. That title was Waiting for the God, right? So Ricardo Bracho, who's down in L.A., he wrote a play, a 10-minute play, for the love of country, and that was with the character of Malinche. So Malinche has a very, kind of complicated and problematic history in terms of the history of Mexico, because she was the basically the concubine, the slave concubine and mistress of Hernán Cortés, who is the conquistador that, basically saw to the loss of indigenous Mexico. It's a long thing to say all of this, but that figure has been a very controversial figure, particularly for women, Chicanas, and also for Chicana feminists, because basically this person, Malinche, this figure in Mexicana imagination then and in culture has been related to basically being a kind of Mexican Eve, where the loss of Mexico.
A traitor to her culture.
Yes, and so she's considered sort of like, she carries this burden of having, lost Mexico to indigenous Mexico to the conqueror, right? So all that's to say is that Ricardo writes this 10-minute play where Malinche ends up, in the Biltmore Hotel in this missionary. So it's all this kind of play with time. And I loved it because she has a capacity to time travel. I go, oh, that's really interesting.
The light bulb went on.
Yes, because my character, Peaches, has Alzheimer's. So I just said to Ricardo, can I have your play? Not have it, but, he is also publishing it independently. But
can I use it as
can
material?
Can I use it? Yeah, and we're very good, he's my compadre. So that was the beginning of the play.
I want to return to the figure of La Malinche. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, just in your own life, what's been your relationship with her and how do you connect to her?
So what happened is that I was already here in San Francisco, and I guess I was in my mid-20s, and I went, it was before This Bridge Called My Back.
Which is your seminal feminist of color book that you're very well known for.
Which I co-edited with Gloria Anzaldúa. And I went to this conference, and this Chicana feminist scholar, Norma Alarcón, was reading this paper on Malinche, and she started to read this paper about Malinche. And it's like my heart started pounding, and I was like, I had this visceral response to hearing her story because it felt familiar. And I go, what? Why is this? I don't even know who this person is. And that really was, I think as writers too, and I teach this way too, is that I feel like our bodies know things before we do. So if you think about that, the site of Malinche's betrayal is actually the site of sex. That's what it is. That's what had resonance for me as a young woman, because of really feeling, you know, like I was raised very traditionally. I went to Catholic schools, you know, and I have a huge family. But that idea that, you know, men could do whatever they wanted and there wasn't any accountability around their sexualities. But for us as women, it was like, you know, it was still the period where virginity is at a, you know, premium, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like all of those kinds of questions.
And that reflects on the people around you, that your own sexual choices would mean something about your family or about your whole culture.
Exactly.
Your whole nation.
Yes. Yeah, that's a lot of weight.
Right. Well, this particular play, the way that it toggles back and forth between time periods and looks at the different cultural forces that we're born into, I think it's a really beautiful way of showing that, showing how the history lives in all of the experiences that we have right now, that we can't, in a way, we can't escape where we came from and how those forces are shaping us. And I think in the play, it's ultimately, I feel, an uplifting sort of message. Do you personally feel optimistic about our cultural ability to overcome colonialism and our history of violence?
Well,
that's a big question.
Of course I do. You know, I mean, it's like, I mean, how, I mean, it's almost like given the times, you know, and given even the most recent, you know.
I mean, there's a lot that recently happened. That yes. is kind of pointing maybe in the other direction.
It's totally going backwards. Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, I don't, I mean, I think that as artists, you know, like there's no room for cynicism. As artists, they're just, I mean, I do, I see sometimes when I look at sort of what sort of makes it in the world, you know, kind of an, you know, art practice, pretty like thinking of visual art, and it's like kind of this sort of white patriarchal cynicism is that's cool, that's cutting edge, that's all of that, you know. And we, you know, as people of color cannot afford to be cynical, you know. It is, so you have to have like tenacious faith, you know, that things change. And the play really points to it. I mean, one of the last things that Malinche says that she thanks her for being relieved of her burden, you know, and that's a 500-year burden, right? So one hopes in the act of making art that you are, I think the only thing I care about is that consciousness gets raised, you know? So if anybody in that audience just finds that they can find themselves in that story and they don't have to be Mexican to do that. The irony about mathematics is that it's really funny. I mean, people are laughing through the whole thing, you know, like that. And so I think, you know, like when people laugh too, it's such a liberation, you
that's
know.
That's an like, opening.
Yeah, exactly.